At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi again, welcome to another episode of our Dishing in the D podcast. We're your host, Chad and Christy Thomas. Morning show at the all-new 98.7 The Breeze, always giving you some ideas of what to do here in Metro Detroit to have some fun talking about food, talking about concerts. This week, we are talking about theme parks, and one of the favorite road trips for a lot of Metro Detroiters is to head down to Cedar Point.
Definitely, especially if you've got your kids that are going through the I'm bored, and they're looking for something fun to do.
Yes, and one of the things, as we know, about theme parks is every year there's probably a new ride, a new show, a new restaurant. So we are talking with Tony Clark from Cedar Point this morning to not only find out what is new this year, but also get some insider tips about, like, which restaurant you should try if you haven't done so already. Sort of what are those hidden gems or little secret things to help you navigate Cedar Point if you are planning on going down over the next couple of weeks. So welcome, Tony.
Hello.
Off air, Christy and I were kind of joking because obviously, yeah, a lot of us Metro Detroiters go down to Cedar Point every single summer. But I'm guessing from time to time, you probably also get a celebrity or two that also pass through the gates.
That's correct. And at least we get at least a half hour notice sometimes. they rarely show up at the front gate. So that's the only good thing about it.
Who is the most random? I mean, do you want a name drop? Like who is somebody maybe recently or just one of those where you did get the call and you're like, okay, wait a minute.
Not recently. This year, no. We did. I will say the Hugh Jackman call was a one that all of us were in disbelief because I believe he was in Detroit shooting a movie and decided to come down for a day, and we got a call, and we're like, no way. and then it was him and his family, so it was pretty cool.
And you know what's so funny is we were in New York when he was doing Boy from Oz, and so our son, who was, I don't know, 7 or 8 at the time, but obviously knew that he was Wolverine. This is when, you know, X-Men was at its height. And I said, well, you want to go down to stand by the stage door and see if when he comes out, you can get a picture with him? And he's like, yes. So we went down there and here he comes. You know, and everybody says he's absolutely the nicest guy in the world and will sign an autograph for anybody and everybody. So he indeed stopped and he came by and I said, will you take a picture with our son? And he goes, of course. You know, and he's got this Australian accent. And Brendan goes, who are you?
Oh, gosh.
I'm Hugh Jackman. He goes, No, you're not. He goes, yes, I'm Wolverine. And our son goes, no, you're not. Because he looked nothing like he does in the movies, you know, at that point.
And that's the best.
I know. I'm like, well, he just, you know, got a nice little ego check.
Yeah.
He is the nicest guy in the world, though. I will say that he sent a handwritten note after his visit was over and thanked us for the great time. And he was great with our staff, and he's the real deal. I think he's one of my favorite celebrities I've ever spoken to / had the pleasure of meeting. He's awesome. Him and Pink are my two favorites.
Oh, well, and I love her too.
It's proof that you can be a celebrity and still be a real human being.
Oh, I know. And isn't it refreshing when you do meet people like that who Absolutely. Are just chill and down to earth, and they don't forget where they came from. And
yep. And they remember. They remember it's the fans that put them where they are.
Exactly. Exactly. We're the ones that spend the money on their music and their movies. And but, you know, they're real people, too. They want to sit at the water park. They want to get a suntan. They want to have fun with their kids. So that's the cool part about being on this end of the business, you know.
And it's always such an exciting time to come to Cedar Point, because we know every single year, even if you've been coming there every single year. And I mean, my goodness, I don't even want to tell you when I came to Cedar Point for the first time, because it will reveal my age. But it was quite some time ago. back in the Banana Splits days. The Banana Splits, that indeed was a Cedar Point thing, was it not?
I don't recall that. That might have been before my time here. I started in 2005, so.
What's so weird is now, you know, the classic Banana Splits TV show, they're bringing it back, and it's going to be like a horror movie, kind of like a Five Nights at Freddy kind of thing, which uh-huh. I was a little disappointed. I'm like, no! But they used to have that TV show back in the 70s, and they'd go running around a theme park. And as a kid, if it's not true, I'm going to Google it, because as a kid, I was convinced it was Cedar Point.
Well, I don't recall that being a part of our history, but that's not to say that they didn't sneak in here and do something for a little bit that wasn't documented, or maybe they're going to be asking to come back with the revamp. You never know.
Yeah. Well, the cool thing about Cedar Point is that you all are always revamping and adding new things and doing cool, fun things. Like right now, you've got Cedar Point Nights that are getting ready to get underway from July 12th through the 18th. And that's going to be awesome, especially for parents who've got kids that they need to get out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah, this is you know, our theme, it's my personal theme this year is, you know, people say to us, what do I do if I don't like roller coasters? I don't like thrill rides, because people have a misconception that that's all Cedar Point's about.
Right.
And I half joke that this year is the year for folks who don't like to ride. So every year we try to debut something brand new. Last year we had Steel Vengeance, a very intense roller mm-hmm. coaster, won numerous awards. We're super happy that we have that. However, this year we flipped that and did something for families. We did Forbidden Frontier on Adventure Island. It's a live choose your own adventure kind of experience where there's actors. There's a story going on this island. You have to go over there. You can interact with everybody, or you can just walk around and see what's going on and enjoy the view. That's kind of like the new thing for this year, and families like absolutely love it. But like the beach is another good example, because that's where our history began, and that's what we're celebrating with Cedar Point Nights. We started this festival probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and it just gets bigger and bigger every year. When the sun starts to go down, that's when we kick up the party on the beach. So there's all kinds of stuff to do there. There's glow games, there's live music, there's a DJ, there's cornhole games, there's glow volleyball, there's a trivia game we're introducing this year, there's fire pits, you can buy snacks and s'mores. So this is really us trying to give families extra things to do that are not what you typically think of when you think of Cedar Point, like rides and roller coasters.
Right. Now, is this inside the park or outside the park?
So this is a dual kind of thing. Right by the Windseeker entrance that goes out to the boardwalk and the beach, that's kind of like the activation area. So we have a stage inside the park, just inside that gate, where we're going to have all kinds of great live music from local bands. So there'll be entertainment there every night. And then if you step out onto the beach, anybody can go onto the beach. If you're in the park and get your hand stamped, go out there and enjoy, and then come back into the park.
Okay.
And that's where all of the activities happen, right out there on the beach. And so if you want to just experience it, you could just pay for the parking fee and walk along the boardwalk and enjoy Cedar Point Nights. Or if you have a pass or a ticket, you can enjoy the park during the day, go check out some of the activities at night, and then come back into the park, because on certain nights we're open a little bit later too. So it's a festival of nighttime. It's a nighttime experience. We've got lots of great feedback about it, and if you have not seen the beach and have not seen this is really the time to check it out.
Something else that's really cool that you have going on this summer, this over at the Cedar Point Shores Water Park, your dive-in movies. And there's some really amazing movies coming up.
Yeah, so when we redid Cedar Point Shores and introduced that a couple years ago, we wanted to give people, again, additional experiences that were not what you expect. So you expect to go to the water park, you go to check out the wave pool, you do the slides, then you leave when it starts to get dark. Well, this is the opposite. This is extending that experience. We have movies like Avengers Infinity Wars that played. We have Black Panther coming up, Incredibles 2, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. So we're going to play all these movies inside the water park in the evening, so you can extend your time at Cedar Point Shores, sit in an inner tube, and enjoy these movies in a different and unique way that's not on your couch. So it's kind of like being on a couch, but not really.
And probably a lot of people, I mean, because we are so close up here in Detroit, people just come down for the day and may never have stayed on property. So, you know, tell us a little bit about your different options for actually staying right there next to the park.
Yeah, the cool thing about Cedar Point is that we have our own hotel properties that are the closest rooms you can get to the park, to the beach, to Cedar Point Shores Water Park. You know, the Hotel Breakers is our signature hotel. It was just renovated inside and out just a few years ago. It's got great restaurants inside. It's got beach access. The setting is just gorgeous. We have Lighthouse Point cottages and cabins along the lakefront. There's also luxury RV slips there, too. A lot of folks are RV travelers.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big market for us. So there's RV slips there for you right on the property. And then off the property, we have Lake Express Hotel, which is for more of a budget-conscious visitor, and then Castaway Bay, our indoor water park resort. The cool thing about when you stay with us is you get these discounted ticket packages. So depending on what you pick, you get a cheaper admission than you see at the front gate or online. And then you also get into the park an hour before everybody else to enjoy some of the bigger rides and attractions and get a head start on your riding. So typically that's at 9 o'clock in the morning when the park opens at 10. So that's an added perk that you get. Not only can you walk to the gate, but you can get into the gate an hour earlier before anybody else.
That's very exciting news to the two of us who get up extra early to our 14-year-old daughter. It might be a different challenge.
Yeah, you can't get here at 5 in the morning or 6, we have to wait till 9 at least.
That's the great thing about staying on property, though. You can go do your thing, go back, rest a little bit, you maybe enjoy the water, and then head back over.
Yeah, if you were on the fence about staying here, I could tell you that even a lot of folks from Cleveland, which is only about 45 minutes to an hour away, a lot of folks from Cleveland stay here overnight just because it's so much more convenient to, you know, stay till close and then just crash at a hotel room and leave the next day. Coming down from Detroit, again, great option. 2 days is a fantastic vacation, whether it's during the week or on a weekend. And by the way, when you check in, you know, even if you get here at like 3 PM, you can start your day and go right into the park that day and get some ride time in. So there's all kinds of easy ways to experience the park when you're staying overnight. It's just more convenient, I think, for everybody. And you don't have to drive all the way back home. That's the best part.
Sure.
And it's a staycation, and you feel like you've really gotten away and been able to get refreshed.
Well, I'll tell you, the beach, as I was speaking before, you got to check it out. If you've never been out there, even if you don't even do Cedar Point Nights, if you just want to walk the boardwalk during the day, get your hand stamped and walk along that beach, because I think a lot of people don't realize that it's there, that it's accessible. And then when you see the view and the setting, I mean, it's just, we have a band even that plays just outside the Hotel Breakers during the summer, and we're in that phase right now. It really does feel like you are in a faraway place, and it's so much more affordable than going further south or on a cruise or to the Caribbean. So, you know, we're a great option for that if people haven't thought about us like that before.
And just like everybody else, us Detroiters like deals. And correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe there are other options. Is it Meijer where you can go and get the discounted tickets, or that include the parking, or what are the different options for people that want to purchase in advance and get a great deal?
Yeah, so there's a couple of great options. You can stop at any Meijer store. They have been a great partner of ours. They sell discounted tickets to Cedar Point. If you go to our website, also there's a special deal for folks who live in Michigan. Don't tell anybody I said that. If you visit cedarpoint.com, you know, there are bundles there that include admission and parking, I believe, and I want to say there's also all you can drink. Maybe it's just the parking. I have to recheck that. But we know a lot of families come from Michigan, and there's great ways to save, whether it's from Meijer, CedarPoint.com. There's always a deal. What I suggest is, do not ever buy a ticket at our front gate. Buy it online at CedarPoint.com. That's going to be probably your best price and your best options there, especially with a hotel room. You get a great package deals there too.
And we know it's a seasonal thing, obviously, because in the wintertime, you know, especially right there on the water, that's a challenge. But when do the times shift, or when do you kind of start adjusting your schedule? And then ultimately, when does Cedar Point close for the season?
So we go pretty steady through mid August. So August 18th is the end of our Cedar Point nights, and that's when the hours after the 18th the hours start to shrink a little bit. We close a little earlier, but we're still open through Labor Day, daily, and then after that we're open weekends through the end of October. Halloween weekends kicks off on Friday the 13th this year.
Yeah,
I know, how perfect, right?
Yeah.
So that's when we start winding down. But the Halloween thing, completely different animal. Another reason to visit the park, a very popular event, and another great reason to spend a whole weekend here. But we go nonstop through Labor Day, and we're in the thick of it now. We're cranking pretty good, and the weather is perfect for like the next 7 days, which rarely happens. So now would be a great time to visit. But this is what we do, and after we close, the work doesn't stop. So that's another completely different story.
Right. Well, and now is a great time to take advantage of getting either the Platinum Pass or the Season Pass, and to be able to take advantage of coming down and enjoying everything that there is to offer.
Yeah, you know, even if you do that now, it's still a great value. If you get a Platinum Pass, you get the parking, you get admission to Cedar Point Shores Water Park, Cedar Point, our other parks across the country. So if you're traveling to visit family this summer, there may be a Cedar Fair park near your family or wherever you're visiting. It includes discounts, ride nights, and all kinds of other great stuff too. If you want to invest, you know, if you're going to spend 2 to 3 days here, that is a great option. But again, there's ways of entry for every budget and every type of family trip. So don't always think that you have to get a season pass, or you just have to get a 1 or 2 day ticket. You can still get an option that works for you. And all of that's explained at CedarPoint.com. You can check out what we have to offer and what works best for your budget.
So Christy and I are theme park fanatics. I mean, we've traveled the world, Paris, Tokyo, all the parks in California, all the parks, obviously in Ohio, Florida, everywhere. So, people ask us all the time, sort of like for, hey, give me an insider tip, you know, or where's the restaurant we should eat at this park that's maybe not as busy, or kind of that hidden gem. Mm-hmm. So you being someone who works at Cedar Point, I will ask you that question then. For somebody that's coming to visit, where would you say is like, if I'm in the park, this is where I'm going to eat?
So dining is an interesting thing because it's very subjective, but there are two places that I like to recommend. So we have a brand new restaurant called Hugo's Italian Kitchen that opened this year, that they make handmade pastas, stromboli. I'm a huge Italian fan, so this will always get my vote. But we make a lot of that stuff handmade right there in the restaurant. So it's a fantastic addition to the park. We're super excited to have that. And then I also recommend a place called Melt, and if it wouldn't be familiar to Detroiters, but Cleveland it has this following of this restaurant called Melt, and it's these gargantuan grilled cheese sandwiches, and it's not just a plain grilled cheese. They add all kinds of great ingredients to them, all different kinds of options, and they opened a location here at Cedar Point. And if you ever wanted a larger than life dining experience, that is really a very cool spot. And inside, you're going to see all kinds of old Cedar Point memorabilia, things that were sitting locked in a closet from the past, kind of like our storage locker of all of our historical stuff. We brought some of that out and put it in this restaurant. So Melt or Hugo's, depending on your mood, are probably my two go-to places right now.
And we do know it's subjective. So, you know, the question number two then I'll follow up with is, if I only have limited time, what is the ride I must ride?
Oh, come on.
I know, right?
That's a hard one.
You can't go say, okay, I've got limited time.
Well, okay, Tony's personal is Millennium Force, but that's my near and dear favorite of all time. It's my favorite ride in the park. It's what got me to visit here for the first time back in 2000. However, that's our signature attraction, but I will say if you really want to experience what a roller coaster is and what it could be, I would say Steel Vengeance. It is a knock your socks off kind of ride. It goes upside down four times. It does things that other coasters in the park don't do. It's very smooth, but it's very intense. So, you know, I say Millennium Force is the great roller coaster to try if you're trying to graduate to a higher level of roller coaster riding.
Okay.
But Steel Vengeance is the ultimate. So if you're going to come here for one ride right now, that is the hot ticket. I would go to Steel Vengeance.
And to come full circle then, did Hugh Jackman ride it and did he scream?
Well, Hugh Jackman didn't come here last year, so he did not get a chance to ride it. We've been asking him to visit every year since he was here, and I want to say it was probably, oh gosh, it was a while ago that he was here. But we occasionally reach out to him on Twitter,
try
to get him to notice us and say, hey, come back. But then again, you guys in Detroit, you got to figure out how to get him back there to shoot a movie. And then when he comes there,
that's true.
He can just drive right down here. So get to work, Detroit, get him back.
That's right. Mark Wahlberg, come back, do another Transformers movie, and then we'll bring him down too while we're at it.
It'll be a party.
Yes.
But it's such a great time. And again, I remember as a kid just, you know, being at the top of a roller coaster and overlooking the water and just thinking there is no cooler or better place to have a theme park. So Cedar Point is definitely some place that I hold near and dear to my heart. And our daughter's never been, so we're looking forward to bringing her for the first time and kind of seeing it through her eyes all over again. So great talking to you, Tony. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule and letting us know everything that's new and going on. And we definitely are going to see you soon.
Well, I hope so. And like our slogan says, we are a place like no other. To your point, you can't experience this anywhere else on Earth. So, and we're not that far from you guys. So please come down, come visit, see everything new that we have to offer. And wow, what a great visit that first visit will be for you guys. That'll be really cool.
Deal.
So we'll be happy to see you.
And that's going to do it for another episode of our Dishing in the D podcast. We're your host, Chad and Christy, the morning show at the all-new 98.7 The Breeze. Connect with us on social media. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at 98.7 The Breeze. We'll catch you next week.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.